This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I love this place. I love this place. And we are downtown Watford City at door 204, which is a phenomenal spot. You could say it's a coffee shop. It is, but it's so much more. The coffee is great, but they've got great artwork here. It's just a hangout. It's, they have mail services as well. A lot of things. It's just a wonderful spot right next to Meyer's Department Store, which is iconic in Watford City. Been here for a long, long time. We're here because it's Ribfest Day, and they do Ribfest well. You know, we've been talking about this for at least 2 months, maybe a little bit more, about what would happen here today. So all starting with a Boy Scout breakfast that's going on right now. They put on. They have street vendors, so there's a street fair. That's like, a lot of places either have a street fair or a Ribfest. They do it all in one, so that's why it is the best of the West for sure. And then of course, all day, the activities taking place that the community participates in, great fun, and then the ribs cook, then they crank up, and then the competition and all the fun, and tonight Joe Nichols. So just a whole lot going on in Watford City, and we're going to be talking about it today. Brent Sanford, the lieutenant governor of the great state of North Dakota and the former mayor of Watford City, is going to join us next hour for our weekly talk radio town hall. Of course, Senator Kevin Cramer, normally in that spot, Kevin is traveling. He's over trying to get the Japanese to buy enough egg products to make up for the Chinese. So he's got a tough job. So he'll be back, next Friday, and we're actually going to be in Devil's Lake with him to get a readout on that trip and also welcome anybody in the region. The Caribou Coffee location right on Highway 2 is where we'll be next Friday for an hour. Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer. So come on by, say hi, and we'll take questions there. He'll have staff there. If you have other things you want to visit about off the air, it'll be a great time. But that's next Friday. Put that on your calendar. Devil's Lake will be there live for the Talk Radio Town Hall as well. We're also going to make a stop next week in Jamestown for the Governor's Innovation Education Summit. There are a lot of really very I'm especially excited about the second day. They are really zeroing in on mental health and the impact that has on education, which is huge. So we look forward to that conversation as well. That'll be Wednesday and Thursday in Jamestown. But innovative education ideas, some national experts they brought in for this, and a conversation on mental health the second day next week. So just give me a little preview of what we have to come for you on What's on Your Mind. So a lot going on. I don't know about you, but I do my best thinking in the shower. I don't know why that is, but I think it's Vince Webker's, my neighbor Vince.
You're a brave man for admitting that. Not everybody would ever admit that.
Yeah, I understand. Yes,
just so you know.
Well, my old boss said this. Actually, the last boss that I've had, it was Bill Marseille Sr., Sherwood, North Dakota product. And obviously, someone that's contributed mightily to the media landscape in North Dakota, good man. You know, he'd always say, Scotty, I came up with one in the shower. Then we talk about it. We talk about an idea he had. But I guess I'd always done it. I just never put a phrase to it. But, I just do. I think, again, Vince, my neighbor, the hot springs spas guy, he's hot water fixes everything, right? You get in a hot tub, you get a lake and pain, it goes away, right? It improves your circulation, whatever. So I'm guessing it's the hot water and my brain works better. I don't know. I don't know the reason I'm not a doctor. But I just know that when I get in there, I just think a little clearer it's usually the spot that I start my day every day with
The worse it works.
Exactly. Who am I praying for?
Right?
So I start on the prayers and I get done with that list and then I think a little bit. And a quick lightning bolt on what I came up with today. And that is that, this largely came from a collection of contributions to the painful conversation we've had the last week about those horrific terrorist attacks, domestic terrorist attacks, that have happened. Two happened to be, a person with a gun. One was with a knife on a freeway. I mean, it's just been ridiculous, right? The last week, and it's causing us to think. We're thinking about what is it? Somebody, I forget what day, but yesterday, the day before, called and said, this is the devaluing of life. This is the devaluing of life. People don't realize that they can't kill someone. They're so far fallen that they actually think it's okay to kill somebody. That again comes back to a crisis of the heart. But where I connected the dots today is, I've also talked recently about a friend who committed suicide, and it's every day I think about it. Every single day I think about it, and I think about his brothers who I knew well. I think about his wife and his two daughters. I think about all the what ifs. I thought about his mom this morning, just a dear sweet lady, what she is having to endure, lost her husband 10 years ago. I think about all of that, and I think again, okay, suicide is a devaluing of life, right? If you decide to take your own life, you don't even value your own life, let alone somebody else's, right? And the pain you then cause your family members and others is, dare I say, almost selfish. Now, I get it's a thought process that's not based in any kind of rational thought. It's somebody that is not thinking clearly and has some mental health issues, no doubt about it. But if we could have a conversation in this country about the value of life, okay, the value of life, maybe there would be less of that would happen. Maybe you could thaw some of those stone cold hearts, because they all connect. Somebody called and said, how can you have 60 million abortions where babies' lives have been taken since 1973, if you value life? And our listener said, Scott, that's what's going on. It started there, and this is just a natural progression of that, where you value life less and less and less. And so all of that's a bit of a lightning bolt for me, to say, you're right. Maybe we're overcomplicating this. And it's the gun. It's too many drugs. The psychotropic drugs. It's, the myriad of decisions and myriad, rather, of answers, which are all playing a part, but if at the root cause it's about life. So that's my what happened in the shower moment for this morning, and you can take it for what it's worth and noodle that a little bit and think about whether or not that has a role in this conversation or not. But I think it does. Who is the author of life? I hope I don't have to help you answer that question. And I go back again to people talking about taking God out of schools, having God have less of a role in this country. You go back to the founding fathers. They were not ashamed of their faith. They didn't shy away from talking about their faith. It grounded everything they did. Designed this country, the Declaration of Independence, based on a belief in God, a creator. So I think there might be something there. I really do. So anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about that if you'd like today or anything else. This first hour is open phone time, a go-go, and I want to welcome our first guest. We invited a number of folks to stop by and say hi today, and one of those is Terry Moe, who is doing great marketing and public relations with the Rough Rider Center, a world-class facility in Watford City. Terry, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Scott. Thanks for the invite.
How you been?
I'm doing well.
Wonderful. And the Rough Rider Center is too, right?
It is. We are growing, needless to say, and just great opportunities. Continue to get local support, county support. We're fired up. We have Alexander hosting their district volleyball tournament this year at the facility. And we've had a few other schools reach out to us, so we're going beyond Watford City. It's a county project. We want to really encourage that. And, Alexander's on board, giving us some great feedback, great ideas. We're having a fifth and sixth grade Badlands Bowl, we're calling it, indoor football. We have turf, so we're going to put the turf down, bring in the fifth and sixth grade kids, let them play tackle football. And just neat ideas. One I'd like to shout out right away, September 13th and 14th, if you're looking for something to do. We have Warren Watford. We have the Bismarck Bobcats playing the Minot Minoteros. And what's significant about the 13th, it's our home football game opener. We play Devil's Lake. So anyone from Devil's Lake, if you want to see good football, come down and then watch some hockey. And then we have volleyball going on at the same time. Going to have a band, tailgate, just trying to bring more life to your spot, to Watford City, and give the local folks something to do. And we're getting got just a great team out there working hard to bring that.
you have been, around this forever, right?
Yeah.
Native of Watford City. You've been part of the oil and gas industry for a number of years, now helping with this important community effort as well. The events you just talked about are the only way you're the second largest oil-producing state in the nation, right?
Correct.
Watford City, the biggest in the country, biggest
Correct.
County in the country. But you got to have the quality of life. You got to have work with play, right?
Yes, it's we work with Scott. Our user groups consist of the hockey club, the Badlands Gymnastics, and then the new swim team that's come on, and then as well as the high school. And the challenge I put in front of them groups in January is bring more activities, bring more ideas. What can we do? And the gymnastics hit a home run last year. You know, we had one event, one weekend, where we had state hockey in town. Watford City was not playing. We still had 1,200 people show up. We had a gymnastics meet that brought people from Fargo, Grand Forks. So not just hockey, but gymnastics. And the club did just a phenomenal job putting that event on. And so it just continues to grow. So
fantastic. When we come back, I want to ask Terry, before we let him go, about the North Dakota Petroleum Council's
sure.
annual meeting, which is
yep.
going to be here, and an opportunity for a lot of people, including locals,
oh, yes.
to participate. And not just an industry thing. It's for everybody, which is great. And also just for anybody on a particular board, or if you serve on something and you have a conference that moves around the state, Rough Rider Center is a perfect spot for that. We'll talk about that when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
I'm in Watford City today, and brought to you by our friends at Pfeiffer's. Just saw Kevin and Erica from Pfeiffer's. We were at the Twins game the other day with them, and talking a little bit about the calendar and all the things they have coming up. They have quite the schedule right now going on. So the folks at Pfeiffer's do a lot. I mean, they do land management. Obviously, they're experts on the land side. They're also, of course, you know, doing machine auctions, machinery auctions, and land auctions, and valuing land and managing land, and they do it all at Pfeiffer's. There is a great lineup on their website. You can also get their catalog if you call them. But if you go to the website, Pfeiffer's.com, you'll see the lineup of all of the things that are happening. And I'm trying to remember the next, I guess it's the, yeah, it's today. Holy buckets, how about that? It's today, starting in less than an hour, the Claremont retirement equipment and shop tools auction that's happening. So that's a big one. They got a lot going on today. That's Bismarck. So check that out. And remember, that starts at 10 o'clock today, so I knew that was coming up as well. And the Pfeiffer's Western Minnesota Equipment Auction in Ada, Minnesota is the next big one up. That is in Ada, Renner Estate Farm Machinery Auction in Ismay, Montana, a little later on this month, too. So check them all out at Pfeiffer's.com. Pfeiffer's.com. 21 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Tell me what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd or me at 701-367-2054. That's me, 701-367-2054. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. I see this person texted you because they didn't want me to know who was texting the following. They said, Scott, dot, 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 shower, dot, 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 disturbing, dot, dot, dot. Okay, well, no.
Well, I do have a phone number if you really want.
Yeah, I might have to call him back and say, come on now, for crying out loud. another one says, stretch in the shower as you think. Okay, well, good. I'm thinking, and if the stretching helps as well, then, you know, get you, a little more fit, that wouldn't be bad as well. Texter says, why do conservatives always go back to that we need to bring God back whenever we have a tragedy? I don't know, because it's worked for how many thousand years? I guess that's why I do it. I don't know if anybody else can answer that, but go ahead. Give it a try. 800-228-0550. Before we let him go, Terry Moe is here. Terry is the Marketing and Public Relations Manager for the Rough Rider Center in Watford City. You know, I just take for granted people know what an unbelievable facility this is, but I imagine there's a lot of people in the audience that do not. But if you give me a little visual tour, a little walkthrough for our audience here.
Oh, a visual tour. Wow. 268,000 square feet. It was a $100 million building, two sheets of ice, six basketball courts, a walking track, indoor pool with six lanes for racing. We do have a swim team that started up this year in Watford. They've been in existence now. This is their third year, I believe. Being very competitive, had some kids make the state tournament, state swim meets, that's good. Our gymnastics room, we just grow out of it. We're just, it's amazing how many kids are in the community, Scott. And then you have the conference room, which daily we have oil and gas industry in, working on the skills initiative and bringing activities to Watford City and doing more. And just yesterday, one OCAD, a huge get-together to celebrate one of their, and it was a certain ward, and I apologize to the one old fans out there that I don't know the name of it, but the guy was out of up around Crosby as a volunteer thing, and one of his coworkers put in for it, and I was visiting with them, and they said, there's nowhere else you can host 250 people in the area and feed them and put on a show, and so we're just getting good reviews. This weekend, we got 700 people showing up for a wedding. I'll give Marco Pelton a little credit there. Him and his wife are getting married this weekend. So it's just there's always something going on. We're up to, about 1,500, 1,700 a month, just in oil and gas people through the facility for business/safety meetings. We have GED classes going on, English speaking classes going on, Arts Foundation. Jesse Veter and her crew they did 115 events in the month of July. And so people are just always saying, what can I do in Watford City? There's so much to do here, but you have to get out and look. You have to go ask yourself. We're on Facebook. We're on all the different medias. We're, you know, in marketing. I mean, it's just a challenge when we're putting a budget out there and people are saying, well, we don't even know that goes on. So we're trying to get to everybody, but come check us out, especially during the school year. I mean, that is just a phenomenal place to be.
What message would you have for folks that, put on conventions, conferences throughout the year. Maybe it rotates around. I know a lot of people are sort of in a rotation. Okay, we do Bismarck, we do Fargo, we do Grand Forks, we do Minot, right? And maybe expand on a little bit and tie in a, I don't know, Monterey Trail ride or a trip to the park and there's so many things you can tie into it. What would you tell folks in the way of what can you accommodate in the way of conferences?
Accommodation wise, I don't think we've reached our limit, Scott. I mean, we've had some large conferences. We've had 400 or 500 people in the building and had them fed. The best thing about Watford City is we're a large city, but yet we're a small city to still collaborate. There's so many partners in Watford City that we have. It's nothing for us. If we see something, we're humble enough to know that we got to call in Angie and Aaron at Outlaws and say, hey, we need some help with the catering and different things like that. And so, but we're mindful of it. We're turning the corner for professionalism and knowing, what Bismarck and the Fargos and the Grand Forks and even the Minots bring and Dickinson. We know that we have to step it up, but we're ready. And we've been preparing for it. We got a professional team. We got an event coordinator we just hired that come from Grand Forks Solaris Center and different things like that. And I always have to give Sarah Fitzpatrick and Kylie Roth all the credit. Two ladies that run the facility do an awesome job. Of course, we got a great park board that supports us. The city supports us. The county supports us. The JDA is supporting us. But they're also asking us, what are you going to do next? And that's the challenging part, right? And so that's the best part. And so very blessed.
And you can see it all on display. North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting will be at the Rough
Riders Center. Yes.
And everybody in and around Watford City, welcome to come and participate in that. We'll be telling you more about that as we get closer to the event.
Yes, please do, because we have a great event plan. They have a great event plan. Of course, North Dakota Petroleum Council always brings first class. Just Ron and his team have just always did a phenomenal job, and we're very pleased to be a part of it. And then right after that, we have What's Up Watford City, and that's more of a local event to bring people out. We'll have close to 1,000 people show up for that. And so, we're getting into the season where it is the season, and if you're looking for something to do, stay on our webpage. Keep checking us out because we have a lot of things coming up and just a great team all the way around.
Sounds great. Terry, great to see you.
Hey, Scott, thanks for the time, and good luck to you and all your visitors as well.
We'll talk to you soon. Terry Moll from the Rough Riders Center, our guest. And I'm serious, folks, if you just unplug a little bit. It's a good time to do that and have a world-class facility at the same time. Great place to bring your conference or convention, no doubt about it. Steve in Jamestown had a question. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just wanting to call in and comment on the fact that there seems to be a tendency to bring God back every time we have a national tragedy. And, for years, this nation was founded upon Judeo-Christian ethics and principles, and it was the prevailing philosophy. And it's only been in the last 60 or 70 years that we've departed from that. And, with the loss of that foundation comes the loss that humanity is viewed as being sacred and made in the image of God. And now we've been replaced with a biology and a theory that teaches us that we're animals. I mean, animals have no guilt or remorse about killing each other. And when we teach people that they're animals and that they're not made in the image of God, then that sacredness is lost. And I think that's why we're seeing...
So how does that get taught, though? My question is, how is that taught? Where are they getting that? Hang on, Steve. We're going to continue this great conversation more after this on What's On Your Mind.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come in North Dakota and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is still urging President Trump to urge Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, to call the Senate back into session so we can take action on gun violence bills the House has already passed. McConnell says he won't call senators back early, but action on those measures will be at the top of the list when the Senate does return in September. Meanwhile, California Democratic Representative Jackie Speier, who's a shooting survivor herself, says she thinks this rises to the level of calling the Senate back into session.
When people are fearful to go out, to go to festivals, to go to grocery stores, to theaters, for fear that someone's going to blow people up, we have a problem.
She was speaking to NBC News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Phone time. Anything on your mind, let me know at 800-228-0550 on this Friday, live in Watford City, North Dakota. Next hour, Brent Sanford will be in for the Talk Radio Town Hall, Lieutenant Governor, former mayor of Watford City. Thought that'd be fun today. Rib Fest is happening here. There's a lot going on all day, all night. Joe Nichols, the big entertainment tonight, which will be great. But downtown is abuzz with activity. The street vendors all set up. And, of course, the ribs start cooking pretty quick here. They have a great lunch. They have a big-time dinner. They have rib judging. They just have a lot going on. So come see us in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota. Next hour, we're going to talk about a project, I should say a industry, really, a value-added industry to the oil and gas industry that has not yet to date been in North Dakota. But there are some things on the drawing board, some efforts underway, gathering investment and talking with some major players about what's happening in North Dakota that is pretty extraordinary. And I want you to hear the story. It's not being reported on, talked about a lot out there. There's been some pieces of it that are out there. We've touched on it before, but it's a pretty incredible story. And the Lieutenant Governor has been very busy on that project and could be really incredible, but also very important to the taxpayers of North Dakota. So we'll tell you about that coming up here just a little bit. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. The Steve from Jamestown dropped off. I wanted to continue the conversation with him because he was making some very profound points, and I appreciate what he was saying. He was basically saying we don't value life. Life is, you know, it's like you shoot a deer for sport, to eat, whatever, so why wouldn't you shoot a human? Like, and I'm saying, how did that happen? Where did that? Because I'm agreeing with him. I think, again, this is sort of my lightning bolt. You can't have a lightning bolt in the shower, can you, Tom? What would it be instead of a lightning bolt? It would be my rush of, you know, hot water moment help me connect the dots, really, of things the listeners have been saying over the last week in the way of, you know, answers to why do these things happen? Why did they happen? There's this whole mosaic that we have that is very good. But I am now coming back to the fact that, wait a minute, it isn't just these mass terrorist attacks that are going on. And this obvious lack of, I don't know, you know, the very obvious cold stone heart we've talked about, the crisis of the heart we've talked about. It's bigger than that. Why is that happening? So, and again, a listener said earlier this week, and I don't think I could have said it better myself, what do you expect? What do you expect when it's okay to kill an unborn child? How do you think that is not going to trickle down to devalue life? And then I start thinking, well, suicide, same thing. Take your own life. You don't value your life. And, you know, I could keep rattling off examples here. Mass shootings, abortion, suicide, whatever. The root cause is a devaluing of life. So his point was the removal of God from society is the reason that is happening. I'm asking, how has that happened? That's the answer I wanted from him, or you, or anybody else. Because that's what we have to undo then if we agree this is the cause, don't we? Kevin in Belfouche, South Dakota. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Morning.
Yesterday, at the end of your show, you had touched on the El Paso shooter and how the mom called in and was concerned that her son had bought that type of rifle. The report I heard that the mom called in to the attorney or the law enforcement and, like you said, was concerned about her son buying that rifle. But before, they couldn't check up on it because she hung up before she gave her name or her son's name. And law enforcement down there can confirm that the phone call ever came in. Now, how do they, if she never gave her name or her son's name, how do they know she called in? And how bad does this sound like a made-up story to push the red flag agenda?
A made-up story. Oh, I get you. Because they could say that that was, you know, what was something that could have prevented it. If there was the red flag law, that would have been it. Or, yeah, maybe you're right. I heard that story. I said, I don't know. Let's check into this. Let's dig into it. I don't know. After the show yesterday, I did a little bit of digging, but it seemed to me that it was not as cut and dried as some were suggesting that it was. But good point on your part. If they're saying they couldn't follow up on it because they didn't know who it was, well, then how in the world do they know now that she called in? Unless, I guess, she's told them that or something. But, yeah. No, I mean, you could. I mean, there's another story out there about the dad being very involved in some, what's the term for it? There's a professional term. I'm not going to say it correctly. But basically, how you brainwash somebody. And it's not brainwashed, but I mean, somebody, the dad was somehow connected to somebody that was big into this, where you could take somebody who was, you know, just a normal, whatever, 20 something and turn them into a madman, you know? And, there's stories out there. I don't know, but I where you're going with this, I wouldn't allow anybody to dismiss you as saying, oh, come on, that's a crazy, kooky theory. Come on, red, they're trying to, you know, gin up a story to get a red flag law. Oh, trust me. Absolutely. You know, there's no doubt in my mind. Look, can I just say one quick thing here before I go to John and Minot? The president of the United States, before he was president, was subjected to the United States government taking false information in a dossier. By the way, some people now think it was from a movie script. There was actually a editorial in the Wall Street Journal about this, I believe. And the movie script has almost the exact same characters and the same kind of things that happened in the dossier. So they literally make up out of whole cloth this story about the president, and they take it to one of the most secret, sensitive courts in the country, and they get surveillance on the Trump campaign. So if that can happen, you don't think what you're talking about can happen? Of course it could. You're absolutely right. John and Minot, what's on your mind?
Yeah, why is it that when the liberals say something about the Democrats, or the liberals say something about Trump, or the conservatives, it's all right? But any time Trump comes back at them in retribution for what they say about him, it causes hate and division in the country. Why is that?
It's a very good point. We should take side by side, John, everything top 10 most quoted Democrats in the country say about Donald Trump, and Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, whatever, right? And then mirror that with what he says, largely in response, by the way. He doesn't do unprovoked attacks. He doesn't punch down unless he's been, verbally attacked or whatever. And the outrage from the media over what he says versus what they say, I couldn't agree with you anymore. I mean, literally, Joe Biden jumped the shark this week and said he was a white supremacist. He didn't even say white nationalist, which, again, I could argue isn't even a slur, right? I mean, to say, well, I'm white and I believe in America, yeah, so what's wrong with that? A nationalist means you love America first. Nothing wrong with that. But they went right to white supremacist, which, of course, I mean, just look at the definition of white supremacist. Where in Donald Trump's anything can you find that he's a white supremacist? So that's about the worst thing they could say about him. So
some of them people who were shot down in El Paso, they were nationalists too, but they were Mexican nationalists.
Yeah. Yeah. And, if they're, I guess they must not be Mexico nationalists if they're trying to, leave the United States. Leave Mexico, and some are residents of Mexico that evidently populate, that Walmart and go back, and that community is almost one. It's I was just down there a week before this shooting. You got about a million, just shy of a million people in El Paso. You got 2.5 million in Juarez, and it's together. I mean, if you get up on a mountain and look down, you can't hardly tell the difference. High enough up, the closer you get, believe me, you can tell the difference because there's tin shacks and then there's actually prosperity. It's kind of sad, a little bit like North Korea, South Korea. But
I don't know whether you're pausing quite a bit or you're breaking out once in a while.
Pardon me?
I don't know whether you're breaking out once in a while or whether you're pausing once in a while.
I don't know what you mean.
Sometimes you don't say, I don't hear nothing. And then pretty soon you come back and start talking. Then you say nothing. Then you come back and start talking. So I don't know whether you're pausing or just waking up.
Are you talking about me?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked because Todd thinks that sometimes too. He's like, where'd he go? I don't write down what I say. I just tell you what I think.
So that's where it's supposed to be, isn't it? That's the name of the game, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. So, I mean, when I'm in what I would call more of a sensitive topic, I don't want to, I don't want to sort of just throw it all out there and ramble. I'm not doing it necessarily on purpose, but I'm just, being thoughtful about my words and being careful about what I say. And so, like Paul Harvey, I guess, sometimes you just, meander your way through a thought. So we're not breaking up. I'm just thinking out loud.
That's what that was the question. That's what I was asking. I didn't know if you were aware of it or not.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked.
Thank you. Have a good one now.
Thank you, John. He just switched gears on me, so I didn't know where he was going with that. You know what I'm saying? Todd, you wonder sometimes too, don't you? Like, where'd he go? What did he stop or what? And if you're not necessarily listening to every word, sometimes you think, yeah. Anyway, glad you asked. Mike in Wyoming, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, New Mexico passed some red flag laws this year, I think it was. And in response to it, some of the counties are passing basically their sanctuary counties where they don't enforce that red flag stuff. So I think you're going to see a lot of that where local communities and counties are going to buck the federal system and say, no, we're not enforcing that. Just like the sanctuary cities don't enforce ICE and don't enforce immigration.
I don't think there's going to be anything substantive that's going to pass Congress on red flag laws. I really don't. There's too much. There's a rush to do something, and I think they're probably going to do something on background checks, but I don't think they're going to do anything on red flag laws. My take.
Well, New Mexico already did it. They already signed one. And so I don't think it's that far off. I can see it coming. And with that, they can basically call in on you, and they take your guns, and getting them back isn't easy from what I've heard.
Interesting. Where in Wyoming are you calling from?
Sundance.
Sundance, Wyoming. I love it. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. A lot of great thinking out west. Folks, I love it. We're brought to you today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Reliable, affordable energy. Please join the team. SecureEnergyFuture.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one.
Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hello, I'm Jim from ndflagpoleguy.com. Spring 2019 brings a new opportunity to shine a light on liberty. We install American-made flagpoles, flags that honor veterans, and all American-made flagpole accessories. We are out to make sure every business in North Dakota and the surrounding area has a flagpole. Check out our website at ndflagpoleguy.com for anything you need, or call me, 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How far is from Trump saying this is an invasion to the shooter in El Paso declaring, quote, this attack is a response to Hispanic invasion of Texas? I don't think it's that far at all. Our president has more in common with George Wallace than he does with George Washington.
That is so pathetic. It's unbelievable. And to John and Minot's point, you know, why is it when the president says something, there is this, you know, aghast, horrible reaction, but when those kind of things get said, it just is another thing he said. He said some stupid things in Iowa. I'm telling you, I'll find some more of them. One was, racist, if you use the standard of what's applied to Donald Trump is absolutely racist. No doubt about it. Comparing white kids and poor kids, you know, that or rich kids and I can't remember. Yeah. He basically was saying, if you're white, you're rich. If you're poor, you're not. Interesting. What else did he say? Oh, he had some goofy thing about, it was a Bidenism, but it was saying, if, you know, if you elect him, we're gonna have this win over that, this win over that, and he had a doozy. I don't want to ruin it. I'll find it here and play it for you coming up on What's On Your Mind. So stay close for that. Lots of calls waiting. By the way, I haven't told you yet, but usually on Friday, I have a little something to give you. And today, I have one. Count them, one MyPillow. I have. Are you ready for this? Family four packs of tickets to the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion in Rollout coming up. Okay, we've given away some of those. I have more of those. And I also have a copy of my book, Grassroots. Rolling that out today because it's, did you know that 8 years ago today, the book hit the bookstore, Stud? Grassroots, a Common Sense Action Agenda for America. And the sad thing is, most everything we talk about in the book, debating, we still haven't solved. It's still a problem, but it talks about the grassroots solutions to the problem, so it's still relevant. It's still,
you know what else is sad? Somebody came up to me at the State Fair when you were already gone. You were in El Paso.
They wanted you to sign the book.
No, they wanted you to sign it.
I thought they wanted you to sign it.
No, they wanted you to sign it. And I offered to in your absence, but it was turned down.
And I was left.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I guess I need to write a book. That's going to be 25 years, but okay.
You should. Now, to get the one MyPillow we're giving away today, family four packs while they last to the Rollout Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion or an autographed copy of the anniversary edition of Grassroots, I need a photo of where you are listening today, whatever you're doing listening, okay? And I will include those that have already come in because some folks do that regularly on the show anyway. And do you see the one from the Dickinson Airport where they're working on the Dickinson Airport and like a second runway that's underway there right now? So thank you. Round two underway, the Dickinson Airport. There you go. Trucks are moving. So thank you for that. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, however you're listening, send us a selfie, send us a photo out the tractor cab. 701-367-2054. They got to go to that number, 701-367-2054. Okay, Chad Moorhead, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Love the show. Yeah, I just had two quick things, and it's funny you mentioned grassroots. You know, I want to just thank you for having a grassroots platform where we could talk about things like the red flags, but I wanted to invite your audience to Island Park tonight from 7 to 10. For Pride Week, where they're having an all-ages drag show. So I guess there's a few, several churches that are organizing a protest against that where, you know, we think that according to the College of Pediatricians, what pushing, you know, gender bending on kids is abuse, and we don't have any laws against it right now, but we're going to go out there and show that we disapprove it, you know, and I want everyone to be on their best behavior. And I guess that's all I had to say, but I appreciate you letting me on the show and let everybody be aware of that.
I'm glad you're standing up to that. You know, the Fargo Forum has an obsession about anything to do with the gay, you know, lifestyle. And so they'll have a lot of reporting, no doubt, on that, as they always do, almost weekly, you know, celebrating something related to that. But I'm not sure they'll have anything on the counter event, which I think is good because, you know, look, set that aside for a second, whatever, you know, it's their week. Let them have their week, I guess. Fine. But to take, drag and children and, you know, what they're doing there is just flat out wrong. There's just no other
adult entertainment for kids. Yeah. It's adult entertainment for kids. And I just think it should be, you know, I hope the forum would, you know, at least get some, you know, words from any counter demonstrators where they would express that. But I guess we'll see. And thanks again for having me on the show.
So the counter demonstration is in Island Park between when and when?
7 to 10. The actual event takes place from 8 to 10. But we'll be there an hour early just to, you know, hang out, I guess, and talk to people that are around and, you know,
yeah,
hold signs and show how we feel.
And don't yell at anybody. Don't, you know, sure. Yeah, just have a conversation with people. You bet. I mean, I think that's the way to do it.
Hey, and if you're in eastern North Dakota, make it out there. But if you're in western North Dakota, certainly go to Watford City and the Rib Fest there.
Darn right. Yeah, exactly right. That'll be a little less painful. Steven Sterling, quickly, your comment. You're next.
Well, you know, with all these shootings and things, it's just another example of the country moving away from God. And that's the problem, is people have no faith. And once you have no faith and you turn away from God, all kinds of things are going to happen to you. And, I mean, you can go to the airport and see people wearing a T-shirt that says, Hail Satan. I mean, this is just the signs of our times, and it's going to get worse.
No doubt about it. I mean, just a sad thing playing out. It's fixable, though. Very fixable. Thanks, Dave. More coming up.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in a wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.